Double pot, double rainbow.
I pot over there.
Could just be dropping into bank robbing number.
I just hope I didn't forget anything.
No, you did great.
Right.
Big traffic accident, right? Well, what are you doing that for? We have all these stores in Orville.
You find something.
Jean? Was it, we're having a meeting the 27th of this month instead of the 20th.
Correct.
Retail therapy gets you every time.
This month, yeah. Pushing it back 1 week to the 27th.
A big excuse, yeah. Stuck in the mall, I can't get out.
That would be tragic.
That'd be terrible. Feel a headache coming on already.
You're welcome.
Grandson had open heart surgery last December, and he was home in less than 48 hours running around.
Oh, yeah.
How's that work?
Yeah.
Like it was no big deal.
Yeah, you know, it's not that. Yeah.
No, I think if we got it posted.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you think about that.
We vote no.
Why don't we have that stuff
available to us?
Great medical care in our backyard.
No, because I think it's just that we had to meet at least twice a month. It doesn't say when.
Is it in our charter?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the June 6th meeting of Orville City Council. This evening we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Newton Brenneman. Would you stand, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father God, I recognize you as a holy God, as just an awesome God, and Lord, your goodness. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for how your goodness is recognized in this community, and Father, how you are known in this community. Father, you are a personal God, and tonight, Father, I'd like to bless personally the leaders in this government and service to the community. Father, I thank you for the wisdom that you bring. I thank you for personal guidance. I thank you, Father, for enriching their families. for enriching their relationships, Father, for giving them wisdom and efficiency in their jobs. Father, I thank you for Mayor Handwerk, for President Baker, for Councilman Korfman, for Councilman Lorson, for Councilman Hsu, for Councilman Wilson, Councilman Hampshire, for Councilman Spears, for Councilman Vance, for Director Strimlin, for Director Kirkbride, for Director Wheeler, Director Brediger. Father, I thank you for all the managers and assistants that work for this city and this community. Lord, I thank you for, I think especially of Phil McFerrin, our human resource manager, Chief Ballantyne, the fire chief, Chief Kirk Birkbeck. Father, I thank you especially for how you will guide Chief Ballantyne and Chief Birkbeck during summer activities. Father, bring safety to the people that work for them, safety to this community. And Father, I thank you for blessing these leaders. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. We have a roll call, please.
Hsu?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Vance?
Here.
Hampshire?
Excuse.
Asparis?
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Lorson?
Here.
Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our May 16th meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance?
I move we adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Hsu?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to the standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have one item here. Ms. Strimlin has passed out 2017 budget calendar, so I would like to make a motion to have a special meeting of council and workshop on July 11th.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Vance?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Hsu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes. Seeing that council has approved that special meeting of council and workshop, I will just cover briefly here. We tweaked the calendar from a rough draft a few weeks ago. First reading and public hearing will be July 5th. Second reading, along with that special meeting of council and workshop that was just adopted, will be July 11th. And then third and final reading will be July 18th. And hopefully, if all goes well, we will have the completed budget ready for the Budget Commission by the 19th. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, Mr. President.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't know if everybody saw in the paper, and the Orville dispatchers are now employees of the Worcester-Ashland Regional Council of Governments, as the new regional dispatching center is hoping to be open here in the next several weeks. July is what I'm hearing now. Anyway, you can see more details about that in the Daily Record as that project is finally arriving at the point we've been working towards for a long time. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Hsu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Mr. Hampshire is not here this evening. We'll move to Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Lorson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports tonight. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few things tonight. Number one was just that our May Employee of the Month was Mr. Kevin Baldwin from the Oroville Fire Department. Kevin joined the department on May 14, 1979, and he was has been a vital part of the department ever since. Moving up the ladder of success there, he was appointed to captain January 1st, 1997, and Kevin was also Firefighter of the Year in 1998. He serves now as one of our most advanced paramedics, and though he has a daytime job at Wilbert, they are still allowing him to leave. Not every time that we have a call, but when it's needed or when it's necessary. And we thank them for that, as we do the other industries in town or businesses that employ any of our firefighters. Without that cooperation, we would be in some real trouble with our volunteer fire department. After work hours or on weekends or holidays, it's very common to see Kevin heading down to the fire station for a call, and we certainly appreciate his dedication. I think nowadays that's something that's hard to find, and those guys are all truly very dedicated to that job. Kevin and his wife Stephanie live here in Oroville, and their son Matthew, who was also part of our fire department for a while, is now a full-time firefighter near Myrtle Beach in that area. We had lunch Friday, May 13th at Jerry's, which now seems like 6 years ago or something like that. Only a few weeks, but seemed like a long time ago. Other good news here, the hotel groundbreaking is scheduled for June 28th, and I don't think that's really going to be a big, lavish thing. The hotel people are actually planning that. They have two other groundbreakings scheduled for the same day, so ours is going to be like at 9 in the morning, and I think they'll be on their way someplace else. But we remain the first hotel of Cobblestone Cottage in Ohio. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. And, you know, we're looking for an opening time in the fall sometime. So hopefully not too late in the fall. You never know how construction things go. And lastly, the Bloom and Orville program is certainly looking great out there. From the time those baskets were hung, I think like in 2 days' time, they turned into full-blown flowering plants. There was nothing showing much when they hung them up there, but they really took off in a hurry. So we certainly appreciate, as always, all of those citizens, businesses, and industries that are involved with that program by making it possible through donations. A special thanks to Ms. Strimlin and Mike Hedberg for their spearheading the fund drive for the second year here, and to Buckwaller's Greenhouse for taking care of the watering and feeding all summer long. And also our utility distribution team. They have, for several years now, hung the baskets for us. For any of you that remember back in the days when we tried to do that ourselves, lots of sore shoulders and dangerous ladders and all that kind of stuff. So that's been a great thing that the distribution team has done for us. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Safety Service Director is being represented this evening by Kristen.
Thank you.
Report for us?
Thank you, Mr. President. I do have a report from Mr. Wheeler. The first Oroville Performing Arts concert will be this Thursday, June 9th, and that's featuring the Chardon Polka Band at Ream Pavilion. Our first Family Fun Night movie will be Cinderella on Friday, June 17th, and we would like to thank Hummel Group for their sponsorship of the movie. Fair Street Asphalt Overlay Project, which is a CDBG project, should begin tomorrow. The project is expected to be done in less than 2 weeks if the weather cooperates. However, we do ask that during construction there will be no on-street parking. Bids were opened last week for the trailhead and trail construction. It looks like the trailhead construction of the restroom should begin probably next week, and then the trail construction will happen shortly thereafter. We don't have a date at this time. And then finally, just a reminder, the 4th of July parade will be on Wednesday, June 29th, and the carnival will run from June 29th to July 3rd with the fireworks show on Sunday, July 3rd. That is all that I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our utilities director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of information, we do have a utility budget committee meeting scheduled for this week. The electric and wastewater committees will meet Tuesday at 4 p.m. and the water committee will meet at Wednesday 12 noon to go over those 2017 budgets. I do have a few comments concerning the resolution under new business, but that is really all that I have to report tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our finance director, Ms. Strimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. The audit for 2015 is now complete. I'm pleased to report that we did have another clean audit. I trust that all of you received the draft CAFR and all of the associated documents regarding the results of the audit from the State of Ohio Auditor's Office. The audit has not yet been officially released. I do expect that sometime later in the week. When that happens, I will provide all of you with a hard copy of the CAFR, as well as posting it to the City of Orville website for anyone that may be interested in reviewing that. As Mr. Aspiris mentioned, we are preparing our 2017 budget. The dates that he mentioned are necessary so that we can have the budget presented to the county by July 20th. In preparation for the budget presentation to the commissioners in early August. Also, prior to tonight's meeting, you should have received a copy of the fund balance report for April and May of 2016. I would just ask for a motion to approve those two fund balance reports subject to audit.
I'll make that motion.
Spears. Second, Mr. Corbin.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bams?
Yes.
That's all I have this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbrown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have any report this evening. I will ask for an executive session later in the meeting for the purpose of discussing threatened litigation. That's all I have.
Thank you. For my report this evening, have one item. Our next meeting will not meet at our normal date. That meeting will be on Monday, June 27th. It'll be here at our normal time. Just due to scheduling conflicts, that meeting needed to be moved. That's all I have for this evening. We have no old business. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could just mention one thing. I mentioned the special meeting of council and workshop on July 11th. I don't believe I mentioned the time. So that would be right after the utility board meeting, which starts at 6:30, so somewhere around 6:45, 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. We have no old business this evening. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 2016. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bam?
Yes.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Resolution number 2016. A resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into a contract and/or contracts without bidding for the repair of turbine generator number 9 at the power plant and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Brediger, any news for us?
Yes, I did send out a letter on May 24th kind of describing what this resolution entails. We did have an electrical fault on this generator on May 6th, about 1 p.m. It happened while the unit was in service. Upon inspection, we found out that the a coil in the generator had failed. Subsequent to this meeting, we have found some other damage that extended into some of the bearings on the unit and the rotating element itself. Our estimate for the repair is now probably pushing the $2 million mark on this. Our insurance company is fully engaged in this. This is a covered event, so we don't have anything really to be overly concerned with those folks at this time. We're working with them real closely on that. We are expecting, hopefully, to make a decision this week on where those repairs will be made. We will have competitive proposals. We just won't be going through the formality of the bidding process, but we will have three proposals that we will be looking at for this repair. We have a couple different options to deal with. One is a the possibility that we may be able to do a temporary repair on this unit that will allow us to return this unit to service prior to the summer heating period, only to take on the formal rewind of this generator later on in the year, most likely in early 2017. The other option is if the timing doesn't work out for us, or if we have some conflicts with the insurance company, we may just go ahead and start that rewind early and still hope to have that done before most of the summer is behind us. The quickest turnaround that we've been quoted on this is about 2 months. That puts us well into going into the August season, especially with the installation work that has to follow by our people there. So we're concerned mainly from two aspects. One's just going into the summer season and being exposed to not having all the generation that we normally have during that period. Assuming we don't have any issues with the grid, our exposure is just due to higher purchase power prices that we would need. Probably more importantly is during the summer season is generally when our transmission system operator establishes where the peaks are for our utility, and that sets our rates for the following year. And if we do not have all three generators in service at the time of these system peaks, we have about $1 million worth in transmission fees that are at stake. If you recall in our annual report, we mentioned some of these transmission credits that we received back from the transmission operator by operating our generation assets during those peaks. And last year, that was in the neighborhood of around $5 million. Roughly $1 million of that may be at risk if this generator isn't in service. Now, we do believe that that those costs are also covered under our insurance policy, but we're still waiting for the insurance company to give us a little clearer indication and confirmation of that. But what this legislation will allow us to do will be to move forward with some haste on getting a vendor on board and either pursuing a temporary repair on that that would get the unit in service possibly before the summer comes upon us, or allow us to go right on into that rewind if the the timing and the turnaround time is not not favorable for us. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions for you. Just some other background information on this unit. It was installed in 1961. We actually rewound this generator stator in 2009. So this has been rebuilt once. We do have the failed coil out for an inspection and an assessment as to what the cause of failure is, but it's past our warranty period, but it could have been a latent manufacturing defect that's been hasn't been uncovered yet. So we hopefully will have a root cause analysis on that that will also kind of aid us in what options we will be pursuing from a repair perspective. And again, I'll take any questions that anybody might have for that.
Mr. Wilson. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Brager, sounds like none, but does the insurance company have no say in who's chosen?
They do. They're working with us. Certainly, cost is important to them, but they also understand is a combination of a number of factors, cost and timing. There's some risk avoidance potential out there, depending on how some of these costs and the timings come into play. But yes, they will be. We should have a pretty good indication on just where they're landing with that. They have a lot of comfort knowing that the three vendors that we have taken proposals from are folks that they're comfortable in working with. All those proposals are very competitive to each other. So I think there's we have some comfort going in with them right now that. We don't think they're going to be playing a dollars game with us, but we don't know that until we get all the information into them, and we do expect to have that to them about midweek, so we could get together and make sure that we're all aligned on what the direction is. But right now, they're not indicating to us that. Keep shopping around and keep finding proposals until you get the cheapest one out there. They're interested in making sure the work is done correctly at the end of the day. So again, this is an item that this is why we pay insurance for. This will only be the second claim that we've ever submitted to the insurance company, at least in the 30 years that I've been here. So,
Director Brediger, the insurance covers the repair. For the most part, yes. Entirely, or
less a deductible.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about loss of revenue? Does it
not lost revenue? But if we have if we have to pay a differential or a premium for the energy that we would purchase, that differential is covered. There are some limitations to that. This exposure to these transmission fees. Are also what we believe are covered events. There are caps to those, but we believe that we will be under those. So there are some other non-repair related expenses that are covered by the insurance company.
Okay.
But we do have a $200,000 deductible on this claim that covers the umbrella of the scope as we know it right now. We need to get that scope a little more clearly defined, so we know what's hopefully clearly in under the umbrella, and to be able to identify if there are any things out outside of that. But based on our understanding of the policy and our discussions that we've had with our insurance consultant, really anything less than the deductible should be covered by this this event.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Brediger.
You're welcome.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Morrison?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 2016 be adopted as read.
Second,
Mr. Spiras.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Resolution number 2116. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spiras.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Spiras?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Resolution number 2116, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the Fire Station Number 2 parking lot resurfacing project in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Anything for us?
This has been in our 2016 budget. And I believe Mr. Wheeler sent an email to you. I know this has been something we've been wanting to do for a long time, as long as I've been here, since 2002. So we would resurface the parking lot. At this time, we have Engineering Associates is working on lands, and I'm not sure at this point when we would bid this out, but it would be sometime this summer.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Ms. Denson, I couldn't hear everything you said. What was the timeframe on this?
Right now, they're working on, Engineering Associates is working on the plans and specifications. We don't have a timeline. It would be sometime this summer. We don't have any specific bid dates set aside yet.
This had an estimated cost of $40,000, I think, in our budget, correct?
Yes.
Is there any problem that this could go through your readings?
No. There's no issue with it going through readings. We would still have time to get that done. It's not a big project.
Yeah, I would like to have a little more time to look into this project, if that's okay with the rest of council, if we could let this go 2 to 3 readings at least. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I would like to just comment that we, as a city, encourage any businesses and industries, when they do a project, they have a few years to take a parking lot from gravel or chip and seal to asphalt. And we've been kind of lax ourselves in that one. So that's another reason I think that, you know, should be done. Should be done for other reasons, but that's one of them.
That's all.
Okay.
Move on.
Resolution number 2216. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Vance?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 2216, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts without bidding for construction administration and inspection services for the Heartland Trail Phase 2 and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Ensley.
Thank you, Mr. President. This legislation would allow us to enter into a contract. This would be with Schaefer Johnston Lichtenwalder. They are the engineering firm that Rails to Trails hired to do the design work for the trail. This would be a contract with us for them to do the contract administration, so assisting us with billing and any issues that would arise with the contractor, and then also inspection services, because there are two bridges on this project, and we don't do a lot of bridge work, so they would be on site specifically reviewing the bridge work that would be done for this project.
Questions or comments?
Yes, sir. A lot of fundraising has gone into this, including Rotary and several other organizations, so there's a lot of anticipation in the community for this project to get going.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move resolution number 2216 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. We will need a motion to go to executive session.
I move that we go to executive session for threatened or pending litigation to discuss such.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Okay. We'll move. move to executive session. Mr. Locher, I don't think we have any planned business after the executive session.
Thank you.
So even though we're in like a